Chazor zeichen nishmas abachich es chashagim levam Yehudim sechad Shabbos daf kuvav. Mishas hevichah mekalkman betur merbevot to the brayse that says all destructive actions are potter except for someone who makes a wound or burns something. Rabbi Yechon says it's not correct. Rather, someone who wounds or burns something is potter as well. The only time to be chayiv is if he makes the wound because he needs the blood for his dog, or he burns something because he needs the ashes. I check the Gemara. Mishnah says all destructive actions are potter. Mark explains the Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that malachas shenis shuchel guf is chayiv. Therefore, it means we look at the purpose of the action, not just the name of the action. And therefore, sometimes burning and wounding will be chayiv, and sometimes it will not. The Braisa that says that wounding and burning are always chayiv follows Rabbi Shimon, who says that it's not about purpose. He holds that the malacha, when it's done for a purpose other than its primary purpose, that's when it's potter. And for the reasons to be discussed, someone who does wounding or burning are, although there's destructive actions are chayiv. Mark explains the reason why Rav Shimon holds that wounding and burning are chayiv is because the Torah had to teach that it's mutter to do mila on Shabbos. Now, it must be that except for mila, you chayiv for wounding. And since the Torah says you're not allowed to burn the daughter of a kohen on Shabbos for punishment for zinus, it must be that otherwise you chayiv for burning. Rabbi Yehuda says the reason the Torah had to specifically allow mila is because it is for a constructive purpose. It fixes the person. The Torah had to specifically aser the burning of the daughter of a kohen, because to do so, you have to cook up lead to put down her throat. Cooking lead is a constructive act because it makes the lead stronger. Mishnah said, Shir Hamalabin, Vechulu. Rabbi Yossi visually showed this shir of Kamalaisit by showing the distance between his index finger and the middle finger, and then showing it's doubled, Kamalai Rechav Sit Kafel. Rechi Abrahami showed this distance as showing the distance between his thumb and his index finger's pointer, which is double the distance as between the pointer and the middle finger. Zok the Mishnah, Rehuda says someone's chai for trapping a bird in a closet and for trapping a deer in a house. The Chum say chai for trapping a bird in the closet and one's chai for trapping a deer even if he traps it in a garden, a courtyard, or even an enclosed area. Rabbi Gamliel says not all enclosed areas are treated equally. The rule is if someone gets a deer into an enclosed area in which the deer will have to be caught, then he's not chayiv for trapping. If the deer is brought into an area which no longer needs to be caught, so to say, then he's chayiv. Morris says there's a mission that says that you're not allowed to catch fish from a pond on Yom Tov because they're not considered to be captured when they're swimming around the pod, so catching them is trapping, and you're not allowed to feed them because they're muktzah. However, one may catch birds and animals from enclosures on Yom Tov because they're already considered to be trapped and you're allowed to feed them, therefore. Morris, the Bryce says you're not allowed to catch birds, animals, or fish from enclosures on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to feed them. With regard to animals, we can say the Braisa follows Rabbi Yehuda from our Mishnah, who says that an animal is not considered to be trapped when it's in an enclosed area, and the Mishnah follows Rabbanan from our Mishnah, who say that an animal is considered trapped in an enclosed area. But how do we explain the difference in the way that birds are treated in the Braisa and the Mishnah? You can't say that the Mishnah is talking about a roofed enclosure, and the Braisa is talking about an enclosure with no roof, because in our Mishnah, all agree that a bird is not considered to be trapped in a house, even though a house has a roof. Our answer is Rabbi Barahuna says, our Mishnah, where everyone requires a bird to be caught in a closet in order for it to be considered trapped, is dealing with a drawer bird, which is very difficult to catch, and therefore it's only trapped when it's in a closet. However, regular birds are considered to be trapped in a regular house as well. Now, we can say that the Braisa discusses an enclosure without a roof, and the Mishnah discusses an enclosure even with a roof. Based on making this differentiation, we can also say that the reason for the different halacha between the Braisa and the Mishnah with regard to animals is that the Braisa is talking about a large enclosure, and the animal is therefore not considered to be trapped in a large enclosure, whereas the Mishnah is talking about a smaller enclosure, and the animal is therefore considered ready to be trapped in the small enclosure. What's large, what's small? So Rav Ashi explains, if you can reach the animal in one leap, in one movement, it's considered to be small. If not, it's large. Or you can say if the enclosure is small enough that the shadows of the walls reach the other wall, it's small. If not, it's large. Or you can say if there are many corners it's considered for it to hide, it's considered to be large. If not, it's considered to be small. Mishnah said, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Oy Mevechulu. Rav Yosef, the name of Rav Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, said, Halacha follows Rav Shimon Gamliel, that there are different halachas for different types of enclosures. Abaye, yes, Rav Yosef, you seem to be saying that there are those who argue, but we just said above that everyone agrees that there's a difference if the enclosure is large or small, so why do you think people argue? Rav Yosef answered, it could be that no one argues, but my statement is still correct, that the halacha follows Rav Shimon Gamliel. Abaye said, but still, you can't teach like that, because you're making people think that there are those who argue, when the truth is not. You're going to mislead and confuse people. Raisa says, a person's chayef for trapping a blind or sleeping deer, but putter from trapping a lame, old, or sick deer. The difference is, in the first group of a deer, that type of deer who is blind or sleeping, feels a person's presence and will slip away and try to run away and elude the capture. Therefore, it's not yet trapped. The others will not. The Moriah Bryce says that one's chayiv for trapping a sick deer. Sheisha said, if the deer is sick with a fever, it can still escape. So you're chayiv for trapping it. If the deer is sick with weakness and fatigue, then you're not chayiv for trapping it because it can't escape. Rice says, or Meir says, you chayiv for trapping grasshoppers, wasps, and gnats on Shabbos. Chum says, you only chayiv for trapping things that are normally trapped, like the grasshopper, for eating, but not typical insects. Rice says, if you trap grasshoppers when there's dew on the ground that blinds them, then you're potter because they're already trapped. If he does so during the hot summer, he's chayiv. even though they're somewhat weak. Then Allah Zabran Ma'avoy says if they're coming in swarms, then they can easily be captured, therefore you'd be potter if you caught them. And where it says Allah Zabran Ma'avoy is qualifying the summer month and saying that you potter in the summer months if they come in swarms. Zok the Mishnah, if a deer goes into a house and one person closes the door, he's chayev. If two people close the door, they're potter. If one couldn't close it alone, then the two of them therefore do it, they're chayev. If Shimon says he's potter. Zok the Mishnah, Yirmi Ba'aben Yishmol says, a person's not chayev for trapping a lion unless he gets it into a cage that can actually contain it.